Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. As the world loses its mind over yet another typo made on Donald Trump's Twitter, the climate continues to change and environmental laws are being battered. And look, if he's making that many errors tweeting from his phone, it's not because his hands are so tiny. It's probably because his hands are abnormally large and covered in sweat, you know, from the pressure of pretending to be perfect and a president. I bet he wakes up with night terrors every morning at like 4 a.m. and is worried that his ruse is going to be revealed, and the only thing he can do is to take to the little blue bird on the internet. But things regarding climate change continue to get worse. In the States, people, including scientists, aren't allowed to say climate change because the Republican Party believes that it will make one god very sad, and then there will be another flood, despite the fact that most parts of this world are experiencing record droughts. But hey, that's what miracles are made out of. Right now, French President Emmanuel Macron is inviting climate change researchers and innovative thinkers to his country.
Please, come to France. You are welcome. It's your nation. We like innovation. We want innovative people. We want people working on climate change, energy, renewables, and new technologies. France is your nation. Thanks.
Man, this sounds so familiar. What? Oh, that's right. This happened to German scientists in World War II when they fled to the States. And the only reason we let them stay is because these German scientists knew a way to make energy explode in the name of freedom. But really what these German scientists wanted to do was disperse energy to the people in the name of actual freedom. So now we're going to lose the ability to drive change and innovate ideas because we've put the more value on making money now than surviving for a little bit longer. But not caring about nature is a global phenomenon. Right here in the US, the gray wolf has been taken off the endangered species list, which at first seems rad, right? I mean, wolves are finally winning, and they haven't had a win since Rudyard Kipling was alive. So why is this bad? Well, it means that they can now be shot if they're found wandering off the conservation lands, which will probably happen because wolves don't have Google Maps to let them know that they've crossed an imaginary line. Farmers are concerned that these wolves are going to come for their livestock, which I get. Cows are very easy to kill. I mean, you can literally push them to death. Which means that wolves have to have minimal planning to get a really good meal. And hunters are concerned that this is going to affect the population of the deer and elk in Montana and Idaho. Wait a second, that is the way that it should be. I mean, by shooting and killing the wolves in the first place is how there was an explosion in the elk and deer population to clog up our highways. I mean, are these hunters really just mad that now they don't get to control the population of the deer in the area? Look, if we start killing off these wolves again, maybe they'll get pissed off enough that they decide they should regulate our population. I mean, a lot more kids are going to get Mowgli'd, which would make Kipling a profit that we just decided to make a profit off of. In Canada, fish are no longer protected from harm as long as they are deemed without a purpose, which means that Canadians can now take out their hockey rage on fish and deem it useless because it did not contribute to their team's victory. Or people will take out their rage on fish because too many Americans are moving up to Canada and fucking up the American way of life, right? And these Canadians can't punch people, but fish are okay because, as Kurt Cobain says, they don't have feelings. Thanks, Trump. It's kind of like species invasion, but with people. And the irony is that if this does happen, America will get a taste of its own immigration medicine, which kind of tastes like a shamrock shake spilled under the passenger side of your Chevy for 57 weeks, kind of like that oil pipeline we love so much. And both of those things leave a very similar taste in your mouth. But climate change is affecting the walleye in Canada. The water is getting too warm and the smallmouth bass is taking over. And the bass is an invasive species which can demolish the ecosystem. Which means the smallmouth bass is the America of fish. You know, getting its mouth around things that are a little bit too big for it to get around. I mean, it's basically what America does to foreign countries that it have resources that it can profit off of. In Mauritius, which is an island in the Indian Ocean and is described as a paradise, unless you're a fruit bat. If you're a fruit bat, it's like the fourth, if not the fifth circle of hell, and because they're being shot for eating fruit. I mean, come on, man, it's in the name. What did you think, that the fruit bats were made out of fruit? I mean, these bats are getting shot and killed for eating fruits that are part of the export of Mauritius. Okay, look, I get it, right? These bats are getting in the way of the livelihood of these farmers, but is killing them the only solution we can come up with? I mean, especially the fact that these bats are the only seed spreaders left on this island, an island that has the highest rate of extinction, right? I mean, animals are going extinct on this island at the highest rate just so we can have some extra bananas or build another sandals resort so that Becky can get a tan that she can pretend isn't sunburn. So maybe we don't have to give these bats the dodo treatment. Right now, we are at the point of the sixth mass extinction, and human beings are more responsible for creating that extinction than any other animal on the planet. We are responsible for the extinction of a quarter of the mammals and 13% of birds. We are a cataclysmic force, like a cyclone or a meteor. I mean, we've become a force of nature, and not in a good way, right? We've become a force of nature the same way Man of Steel was a force of nature. Sure, it looked cool, but it ruined everything for the future. Fuck you, Zack Snyder. Whether it's because of legislation, human invasion, or hockey beefs, we can't take step backwards in an attempt to work with nature. Our current methods are putting profit and ego first rather than survival and sustainability. And I doubt France can keep taking in scientists and animals. I mean, these scientists are going to cause their own changes to the environment of France, but once you start adding animals, that's just going to be cataclysmic chaos. By censoring thoughts and information about climate change on the White House and EPA websites, all we're going to do is fuck up France's environment, which is then going to bleed out into the rest of the world, because nature also doesn't have Google Maps. But perhaps we can take a cue from France and encourage innovators, which can lead to 7 billion minds working together and attempting to come up with solutions to save the planet that we live and make money on. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've got live stand-up comedy dates coming up in Louisville, Kentucky, Atlanta, Georgia, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Toledo, Ohio. You can check out all the tour dates coming up on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. For all my stand-up comedy albums, which are all Pay What You Want Now, on Bandcamp, you can visit ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. And if you would like to support DIY comedy, this web series and my podcast Taboo Table Talk, you can donate to the Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. Check out all the links below, and thank you so much for getting into it.